absolutely quiet.
Thank you.
than civilized human beings. In this way, especially in India, we are considered to be very advanced in culture and religion still. I read one book written by one Chinese gentleman. It is recommended in the New York University for studies in comparative philosophical and religion class. In that book, this Chinese gentleman writes that if you want to know about religion and culture, then you have to go to India. So, our background, this Vedic civilization, is very great. We should remember it always. Now these boys, American boys, European boys, they have come to India not to see your industrial improvement or economic development. They have seen enough of these things in their own country. They are highly economically developed, industrially. So they have nothing to learn about these things from India. They have come here to understand Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Even the yogic activities, astrasiddhi, yoga, practically by mechanical arrangement, they are almost come to the perfection of yogic principles. It's like a yogi, by his laghima siddhi, he can fly in the space, but they are also flying by Sputniks and other aeronautics. So that is not very important. Real important thing is God consciousness. That is the present necessity throughout the whole world. Because by nature's own way, this human form of life is offered to understand what I am. What is God? What is this material world? What is our interrelation? Why I am suffering threefold miserable condition of life? Whether there is any remedy? Of course, everyone is trying to mitigate the miserable condition of life, but it is being attempted not in the right way. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sukham Atam Sikam Jatta Otindriya Grahyam. Sukham Atam Sikam. We are spiritual spark, part and parcel of God. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. The living entities are my part and parcel. Not only the living entities, this material world also. This is also part and parcel. Actually, it is explained in the Vishnu Purana very nicely. Ekosthane sthita sarne jusna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. This akhilam jagat, entire cosmic manifestation, is the resultant action of two energies of the Supreme Personality of God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti. One prakriti means material energy, another spiritual energy. Bhumirapana. Vindane prakriti astadha. Astadha, eight praka, eight kinds of energies. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. These are inferior energies of the Supreme Lord. And the superior energy, we are the living entity. Aparayam nitasya vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayidam dharjitri jaga. So, we are also prakriti. And the material nature is also prakriti. We are also prakriti. We are not purush. Purush is Krishna or the Supreme Lord. And everything prakriti or energy. So whatever manifestation we see, it is the interaction of the different energies of the Supreme Personality of God. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam makhilam jala. In the Vedas also it is stated, parasya shakti vividhaiva suyate sabhaviti jnana malakriyasa. So there is a great science. And we have got this in India. And in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is very nicely explained. And for further understanding, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Vyasadeva about Krishna. Vyasadeva begins Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vāsudevā. This Vāsudevā means Krishna. That is explained by Śrīla Śāmī. We shall take up this explanation from tomorrow. We shall begin Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam from the beginning, Janmādhasa-yatāha. The original source of all emanation, as it is stated, described in the Vedanta Sutra, Janma Athāta Dharma Jijñāsa. So, this Krishna Katha, knowledge about Krishna, is very wide and vast. So one should try to understand Krishna, and especially in India, we can understand it because culturally we are Krishnaite, but we are forgotten. We are now forgetting our culture, but it is so nice that foreigners in Europe and America, Canada, Japan, Australia, they are taking it very seriously. Krishna consciousness. So, this is an attempt. This camp is an attempt to invite our countrymen. We have already done such festival in the Cross Maidan, and I was very glad to see 20,000 to 30,000 people were daily assembling for 10 days. And they are very kind upon us. In spite of all inconveniences, they used to come and they wanted that the program should have been extended. But we could not do so. We are searching after some place So, Krishna, somehow or other, has given us this place. So let us cooperate to understand Krishna. That's all. This is our business. We have no other business. To understand Krishna. But there is a great benefit if we can understand Krishna. Krishna says himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma me divyam jo janati tattvam. But we have to understand Krishna in truth, not by fiction or imagination or concoction. In truth, what is Krishna? Janma karma me divyam jo janati tattvam. The result is tatta deham punarjanma naiti maneti. If you can understand Krishna, the result is that you stop the repetition of birth and death, old age and disease. That is very good. Krishna said, tatta deham punarjanma naiti. If you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, no more transmigration to another material body. Punarjanma. Janma, birth takes place of this material body, not of the soul. The soul, na jayate na mriyate va. The soul never dies or takes birth. The so-called birth is the birth of this body. Therefore, anyone who understands Krishna, he does not take any more this material body. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. Then where does he go? Because soul is eternal, I am eternal, you are eternal. We are passing through different phases of material body. So, by understanding Krishna, tatta deham punarjanma, no more material birth, then where does he go? Maneti, he goes back to home, back to God. This is the seven substance of Krishna consciousness moment. The idea is that the living entity, this part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, is in contact with this material world, and the disease is janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dushana darshanam. Because we are in this material body, there is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is old age. So, our advancement of education has not discovered anything which can stop birth, death, old age and disease. That is not possible. Not only in this planet, but you go into the higher planet, there is no excuse from this material condition. Ārambha bhuvanālokān punaravartinam. That is it. If you go to the Brahmaloka, māmupetvatukantiya punarjanmana vidyate. So, try to understand that this human form of life is especially meant for stopping this botheration of repeated birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot stop it by so-called material advancement or knowledge. That is not possible. So, this prerogative of the human being must be given to them. That is the greatest welfare activity. People do not know how to do good to others. They temporarily they give some relief, but that will not give him actually comfort of life. Here is the greatest relief. Krishna consciousness. If anyone simply understands Krishna, he gets relief from all bhadarisha. Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkha dosana dosa. So, this contribution to the human society is from India. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered that anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being, not as an animal. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Paila Jaa. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being on this holy land of Bharatvarsha. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Paila Jaa. Janma sattva koi karo paropaka. Just make your life successful. We have got all the basic literatures how to make our life successful. So, unfortunately, we are neglecting our great spiritual assets and we are enamored by the so-called material security. That is the present condition of India. But I say, after traveling 3 times all over the world, I say that there is a great demand of Krishna consciousness all over the world. They are no more interested in so-called blasts of yogic siddhi and so-called Vedanta Siddhi. They want something factual. So, I request that those who are intelligent persons, especially Indians, especially young men, they should come and join this Krishna consciousness movement and spread this Indian culture or Vedic culture throughout the whole world. That will enhance the glories of India. You cannot compete with the Western country by so-called industrialization or economic development. You'll always be 100 years back from their advancement. But if you want some credit of your country, then try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Make your life, first of all, successful by understanding what is Krishna consciousness movement, and then hundreds of you may go to the foreign countries outside India to please these great philosophies. You will be honored, your country will be glorified. So, single-handed, have tried little, and I am very glad to inform you, the response is very great. But similarly, if we go, many of us, then India's glory will be very much magnified, that I can assure. So, how to make your life successful? By understanding our Vedic culture, we shall present as far as possible from the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata. I have been ordered by the managing committee of this festival that I shall speak in Hindi in the morning and I shall speak in English in the evening. And I did so in the Cross Maidan, also in Calcutta, Madras, Delhi. Our festival, this Hare Krishna movement festival, was very, very successful in all these cities. In your city also it was very successful in last May. Now we have come to this place. It is not very, I am going to say, exposed, just like cross maidan, it is literally nailed. But you can come here very easily and encourage us to explain what is Krishna consciousness, and from tomorrow, regular routine work will begin, and we shall be very much thankful to you if you come and cooperate with us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.